Today, the Church celebrates the memorial of Saints Basil the Great and Gregory Nazianzen, bishops and doctors of the Church. And our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 1, verses 19 to 28. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The question put before John the Baptist, "Who are you?" is one of the great questions of life. We may struggle to answer honestly or fully, "Who am I?" It's easy to reply at a certain level by telling people what we do for a living. "I'm an engineer," or "I'm retired." However, going deeper than our job description to who we are in our innermost selves is a much more difficult task. It can be said that our answer to that deeper question changes as we move through life. How we answer it at this present moment in our lives is not how we would have answered it earlier in our lives, nor how we will answer it in the future. For people of faith, the answer to that question is inextricably linked to our relationship with Jesus, because that relationship touches us at our core being. St. Paul is the great example of that truth. If he was asked, "Who are you?" he probably would answer in the words of his letter to the Galatians, "I live, no longer I, but Christ lives in me." His identity had become strongly connected to the identity of Christ. When John the Baptist was asked, "Who are you?" in today's gospel passage, he identified himself as the voice of one that cries out in the desert, "Make straight the way of the Lord." His identity was formed by his relationship with Jesus. He is the voice who gives witness to the Word that became flesh. Our own baptismal calling is to keep on growing into Christ, so that our personal identity is more and more formed by our relationship with Him.